Well, in the name of Jesus, there is no other.
Amen.
If you would, turn your Bibles to Psalm 86. Psalm 86, and we're going to look at several of the verses, not all of them. And I want to read to you verses 1 through 7. Psalm 86, verses 1 through 7. Bible says, "Bow down your ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am holy, you are my God. Save your servant who trusts in you. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I cry to you all day long. Rejoice the soul of your servant, for you, O Lord, I lift my soul. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive, and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon you, and you will answer." I chose a prayer for mercy as the title of this message. But a couple of the others I considered was a prayer for help from God, a humble prayer to God, and just several others having to do with prayer and who God is. But I want to tell you, as soon as I read Psalm 86, I just knew that this was the place that we needed to be. We need to be in Psalm 86 as a family, as a church, and as a nation. Even this world, they need to hear to bow down to the Lord God. So I want you to think with me, think out loud. I'm going to think out loud. You think with me and try to put your thinking and my thinking, which I know some of you are already giggling. You're not going to be able to do that. But let me think out loud with you. If we were to get all the mayors and governors, the Congress and president, and all the major leaders of our country together to come up with just one way to rid ourselves of the coronavirus and all the consequences of this terrible pandemic, and it doesn't have to even be the pandemic. It could be something that's just overwhelming you and causing you just heartache. Do you think they would fall on their knees and say, "We need to pray and ask God for God's help and His mercy and beg Him to heal us"? And I don't know how many would, and I don't know how many are praying people, and I don't know if they would humble themselves or not. The only thing I do know is what I see on television and what I hear on the news. And not many, I think, would get on national television begging for God's mercy. And I'm probably being generous saying not many, because I haven't heard a single one yet get on television and beg, "Almighty God, please heal our country." Maybe they think crying to the Lord is a sign of weakness. Maybe they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as their true Savior. I don't know. But what I do know is this. Psalm 86 is God's word written to us, His people, for a time like now. Someone I read wrote this: "God is holy, and so is His word. For when the scriptures speak, God speaks. Thus immerse yourself into the word and take it as God's voice, speaking directly into your heart, and then live by it, allowing it to direct your feet, to light your path." One verse came to mind when I was reading that we're to apply God's word to our heart, is to not deny self and pick up your cross and carry it daily. And you do this by staking your confidence in God's promises found in His pages, which is our Bible. And you find courage and strength and provisions to live the life of God as you live here on earth. And that's how we carry out carrying God's cross that He's given us to bear. Pray for God's guidance before you read His word. Ask Him to highlight the portions He's revealing to you and to interpret anything that seems unclear. And then slowly, thoughtfully delve into the scripture, following the Spirit's directions. So God's word is holy. It is our guide to go through life. And we see God's direction in Psalm 86. We also see David in a desperate way. You see the desperation that drives him to cry out to his sovereign God, creator of all, "God, please hear my prayer." So let's look at His word today for direction as we go through the stuff we're going through today. Let's start out in verse 1 and read it over with me. "Bow down your ear, O Lord, and hear me, for I am poor and needy." Do you hear the plea in David's voice? "Bow down your ear, Lord. I'm crying. I'm hurting. I'm on my knees, I'm before you. Bow down your ear, Lord, and hear me. And we know that David was anything but poor in wealth, but he's crying out to the Lord, acknowledging that he's needy spiritually. He needs God's guidance. He's hurting. He doesn't have any place to turn. And David was at the point that he couldn't do anything about the circumstances surrounding him. So I got a couple questions. David was down, couldn't control anything. The circumstances were overwhelming. Only thing he could do was beg for mercy from God, realizing that God had the answer to whatever David was going through. So my question is, are we there yet? Are you personally there yet? Have you got down on your knees in front of God and begging, mercy, Lord, hear my prayer. Bend your ear, hear my heart as I cry out to you. And secondly, are you crying out, Lord, bow down your ear. This is pretty personal. God Almighty, Jesus, my Savior, bow down your ear and hear my prayer. Have we learned that when God's children hurt, we have a Father in heaven who we can call out to? And I know that we have, some of us have, but I have a feeling there's a lot of people in this world that have not learned that lesson yet. I do know this, when we're helpless, God is not helpless. David knew the one and only God, the powerful, almighty God, when he wrote Psalm 72 and 12, for God will deliver the needy when he cries, and he will save the poor also, and him who has no helper. And that's who we are. We're the needy, spiritually needy. We're the poor. We need God's help. We're the one that can't help anything. But let's keep on going and look at verse 2. Again, this is exactly where we need to be as a family, as a nation, as a church. Preserve my life, for I am holy. You are my God. Save your servant who trusts in you. Do you hear God or David calling out to God, preserve my life? And he's not necessarily talking about this life on earth either. He's talking about this life as well as his eternal life. And if you'll think about this this one thought, we're sojourners down here on earth. We're just passing through this earth. And our priority is getting to heaven. And through trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. Preserve my life, David yells out. And the reason he's yelling at us in verse 14, he's surrounded and being attacked by violent men. In fact, the Bible says a mob of violent men. He's scared. He can't do anything about it by himself. He needs God's help. So preserve me, Lord. Preserve my life, Lord. And there are four things that David tells God. First of all, Lord, I am holy. I belong to you. You are my God. Number two. Number three, I trust in you. And number four, I serve you. So I'm going to go through those once again, and this is things that we ought to be able to pray back to God, and I'm going to ask, can you say the very first one today? For I am holy, Lord, I come before you in a holy way. If you're saved, I'm holy because Jesus is holy. As soon as you get saved, you get Jesus' holiness. So as we go before the Lord, bow your ear to me, Lord. Hear my prayer, Lord. You can say, Lord, I'm holy. Can you tell God that he's your God? Lord, you're my Savior. You're my everything. Again, if you're saved, you ought to be able to go before the throne of God and say, Lord, you're my God. I can't do a single thing without you. And then the third thing is, I trust you. Today, are you trusting the Lord with everything that you have? Health, with your provisions of life. And then fourthly, I serve you, Lord. For I'm holy, Lord. You're my God. I trust you and I serve you. Maybe it's time to cry out to God and pray verse 3 to God. So read it with me. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I cry to you all day long. I'm asking you as your pastor, I'm asking you as prayer warrior at your house to get on your knees and cry out to God, be merciful to me, Lord. And then as you cry out to God to be merciful to you, I'm asking you to pray for other people. Lord, be merciful to your brothers and sisters in Christ. Be merciful to those people that don't know you. This is the only way we're going to get out of this predicament we're in, to shout out, to pray to God, be merciful to me, O Lord. merciful to your people. Be merciful to Christians. Be merciful, Lord, to this nation. Be merciful to this world. I just heard on the news late last night that North Korea shot, I don't know what they were doing, shooting at South Korea at the DMZ zone, but there were shots exchanged. And there was an earthquake as well yesterday, and there's storms coming today to some of our just close by, our neighbors. Lord, be merciful on us. We need your help. We're going through a whole lot of stuff. I pray, Lord, that we're ready. David cries out to God because he's completely dependent on God. And this is the key to the whole message. We have to depend on God if we expect God to hear our prayers.
Amen.
Be merciful to me, God. I depend on you. Remember when Peter saw Jesus and Jesus was walking in the water? And Peter said, "Let me come out to you." And what did Peter do? He gets out of the boat and he walks for two or three steps. And then he realizes he's sinking. What did he do when he was sinking? Did he not cry out, "Lord, save me"? At that moment, he was completely dependent on the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask us together to pray for our brothers and sisters, because as Christians, we're dependent on the Lord Jesus Christ to get us through all this mess. I thought about Joseph as his brothers threw him in that pit. I can't hardly imagine what he was going through. He'd been raised up with those guys, and they weren't friends at all, but they were brothers. And yet they were jealous of Joseph, and they threw him in the pit to die. And can you imagine what Joseph went through? "My brothers had just forsaken me, but God, you never leave me nor forsake me." And he cries out to God, and then God uses him in a great and mighty way. So today, we need to cry out to God, "Have mercy on me, Lord. Preserve my life. Help me to serve you. Help me to trust you." David cries out all day, the Bible says, because he can't rely on anyone else or anything else. He cries out to God. And just to reinforce his cry to God, look at verse 4. "Rejoice the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift my soul. I lift up my soul. Send joy to the soul of your servant. Lord, give me relief. Send help now. To you, Lord, I cry out. I lift my soul up to you." Can you hear that prayer? What a great prayer to pray to Almighty God. Now, when we get to this point, don't you just know that God hears your prayer? "Be merciful, Lord. I'm holy because of you. I trust in you. I serve you. You are my God." If he hears your prayer and cries, then you can believe verse 5. "For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you." There's five things in this verse that I want us to hear. They just stand out. They just kind of jump off the page. First of all, David addresses God as Lord. And I wrote down, do you address God as your Lord? I've told you several times about Miss Ruth Brown, at the church we came to 15 years ago to come here. And Miss Ruth was my prayer partner. She was 80-some years old back when we were in Clyde. And I'd go over and pray with her, and we'd pray. And I'd start out, "Oh, Lord." And she'd almost stop me and say, Jesus is either Lord of all or Lord of nothing." And she drilled that in my heart. Jesus is either Lord of all or he's Lord of nothing. So today, do you address God as Lord? And is it true? Is he your Lord? Is he Lord of everything about you? Is he Lord of your life? Every single thing about you. Through this virus business, we haven't been able to see you face to face. We haven't been able to see our family face to face. But that doesn't stop us from crying out to God, Rhonda and I, to have mercy on you guys and protect you and be your Lord and your God. Is he your Lord today? Number two that just jumps off the pages to me is he acknowledges God is good. And he can acknowledge that because he's close to God. So my question becomes, are you close to God, and how is your relationship with the Lord? I was watching my friend Charles Stanley, and it was a rerun. And I don't know how to put this. I'm just going to tell you what I saw on TV. He was preaching. He had a great sermon, and he was preaching to mostly older people. Now, you can interpret older people however you want to interpret. They were older than 30 years old. And I can't see your faces, so I don't know how you're going to interpret this, but some of them were older than I am. Many of them were older than I am. Let's just say they were mature. And he was preaching a pretty hard sermon on the same stuff. How's your prayer life? How's your devotion to the Lord? How's your relationship to the Lord? And I could almost see the eyes of some of the more mature men. And they weren't really liking what they were hearing. Brother Charles was asking them how their relationship with the Lord is. And some of them looked to be in their 80s. And they didn't want to be told how to have a close relationship with the Lord. So I'm thankful Charles Stanley preached that prayer, not me. I mean, that sermon, and not me. So I'll just ask you, Brother Charles asked me to ask you, how's your relationship with the Lord? Is it close? Do you acknowledge Him as good? Throughout even the bad stuff, He's still good, isn't He?
Amen.
Number three, David knows God is ready to forgive. Now that becomes a problem with some of us. We think we've sinned so much and so bad that God can't forgive us, but that's so wrong. He died for each one of us on the cross, and there's not a single one of us could live a life worthy to be forgiven. That's His nature. That's why He came to earth, to forgive us. So today, can you say with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul that God forgave you and has forgiven you, and there's no guilt in your life? You go to the Lord, you know you sin, but you ask forgiveness and He forgives you. Have you experienced that forgiveness that He's given over and over and over? And David also knows, number four, he knows about God's abundant mercy. Even during a time of terrible need, David cries out for His mercy because he knows all about that mercy. I can't think of a day that we've gone through without God's mercy. Thank you, Father, for being such a merciful God. Do you know His mercy? Do you know His forgiveness? And then the fifth thing, David is confident that God will answer those that call on Him. Today, are you confident that when you call out to God, He'll hear your prayer? Do you call out to God as you need Him? Now, again, I just tell you what I hear and what I experience, but some of you have come to me and said, would you pray for me? Because I know God doesn't hear my prayers like He does yours. Well, not so. God hears your prayers just like He hears my prayers. Those that have a repentant heart, those that have accepted His forgiveness, those that cry out to Him, God hears your prayers. Are you willing to go to God and acknowledge that He's Lord, He's merciful, He's forgiving, He's good, and He does hear your prayers when you pray out and you're hurting? That's why I chose Psalm 86, or God chose it for me. This is exactly where we need to be as a church. This is exactly where we need to be as a Christian family. Dads, you're the spiritual leaders of your homes. This is exactly where you need to be as the spiritual leader of your house. You need to be on your knees praying, God, bend your ear to me. Hear my prayer. I'm crying out for mercy for my family, for my church, for my nation. And let me close with verses 6 and 7. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon you, for you will answer me. Lord God, give ear to my prayer. Hear my voice. Especially today, Father, in a time of trouble. For I know this, God, you will hear my prayer. I read this little story. The teaching of the written scriptures is the word which God spoke and speaks to His church and is finally authoritative for faith and life. To learn the mind of God, one must consult His written word and what Scripture says. When Scripture says it, realize God says it. The Bible is inspired in the sense of being word for word God-given. It is a record and explanation of divine revelation which is both complete sufficient, and comprehensible. That is to say, it contains all that the church needs to know in this world for its guidance in the way of salvation and service, and it contains the principles of its own interpretation within itself. Furthermore, the Holy Spirit who caused it to be written has been given to the church to cause believers to recognize it as divine word and thoughts from God, and to enable us to interpret it rightly and understand its meaning. He who is the author is also the witness and the revealer of Scripture. God has revealed His Word to us. This is a prayer of mercy. This is a time to spend with God, to cry out, God, hear my prayer. Bend your ear down. Can you just imagine God's ear just going like that and listening, just you, just the prayer that you're praying? I don't know how God hears all the prayers He does, but I'll guarantee you, when you pray, God hears your prayer. And I have a feeling that He's got such a mind that He can zero in right on you, even though somebody over here is praying a different prayer or the same prayer. Somehow or another, He hears that prayer just like it's being prayed. And if all of you are praying right now, God hears every single prayer, individually and as a corporate body. Thank you, Father. We're going to hear a song, and it's called You Are My Hiding Place. Listen to the words, and then I'm going to close in prayer. And as we play You Are My Hiding Place, this will be a good time to get right with God. Do you need to ask God for forgiveness for something? Have you trusted Him with everything that you have? Do you know Him as a merciful, forgiving God? Have you given your life to Jesus to begin with? And if you haven't, that's simple. Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sins and come into my life. He died on the cross for your sins, and He's willing to do that. As you leave today, if you've made a decision, I'm going to be standing right here. You can just yell out your window to call me, and I'll call you, and we'll find out what's going on. So let's listen to this song, You Are My Hiding Place by Selah, and then I'll have the closing prayer. Let's pray. Father, You are our hiding place. We will trust in You. I pray, Lord, that as we leave today, we just have felt the presence of Almighty God with us. Lord, that You have touched our hearts. Help us, Father, to understand that You're still on the throne and there's nothing that goes on in this world that's not under Your control. And Father, some of it You've allowed to happen, I'm sure, to bring us closer to You. Help us, Lord, to cry out to You. Help us to depend on You, Lord. Help us to give our lives to You and serve You with trust and love and goodness. Father, I pray these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.